Remakes and remasters.
Are you a fan? And what do you want to see?
Let's get those cogs turning. Hi, Derp.
Hi, Blue.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Didn't we do this like a week ago?
We did do this a week ago. You told me I wasn't allowed to do anything on Saturday because I had to do this.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you do. And we're going to stay to that.
Oh, okay.
Since I don't get to play games with you anymore.
When can I get my $5?
$5 for what?
I don't know.
Because you deserve you deserve a peanut. This is Conglomerate America. You get peanuts for pay.
I want $5 worth of peanuts.
$5 bill? Anyways. So, how was your week, sir?
My week's been pretty good. Still locked inside, not going out much. I've been playing a lot of games, streaming a lot lately.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
I've been editing a lot of videos. That's been kind of fun. Just getting a lot of paradigm content, the quality you guys know and love, out to our website and our YouTube channels and so forth and so forth.
That's www.paradigmgaming.live.
What have you been up to? How was your week?
My birthday. I had a birthday.
Well, happy birthday. How was your birthday?
Chill. I worked. Got home. Strimmed. Had a good strim. Had some birthday, happy birthdays. It was good.
That's good. It's good. What did you stream?
What did I stream on my birthday? Because I streamed earlier in the week as well, but I did stream on my birthday. What did I stream? I actually don't remember.
Oh, you were doing your library stream.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so I did a library stream for my birthday. Earlier in the week, though, I did play Borderlands 3. Which I didn't beat at that time, but I did play Borderlands 3. But earlier in the week, I did Discord stream, and I ended up beating that Tuesday morning, the main campaign, because I actually want to get to the DLC on that. And it was actually pretty good Borderlands. It was good. I still love Handsome Jack the most. I know he's not doesn't have a lot of redeemable features, but his comedy is the best.
It's one of the things I love about Borderlands 2 and Borderlands the pre-sequel. It was Handsome Jack. Well, hell, even Tales of the Borderlands, the best thing about that game to me was Handsome Jack.
I gotta say, though, I did like Tyreen. Troy, not so much, but Tyreen, her attitude was funny. I get that Troy's was somewhat samey, but I just like Tyreen better. She pulled it off better than Troy did. He just seemed like a angry Jonas brother.
That's a great description. I actually like that a lot. I have not completed Borderlands 3, but what I've played so far, I've really enjoyed. What was your overall thoughts on the game in general? Like what? Anything stand out?
Barring spoilers, I will not say, but a character was mistreated in the way that she was in this one. Borderlands 3 desperately mistreated one of the characters, and they deserve better. That's all I'll say.
All right.
I'm sure those of you who have played through it know exactly what I'm talking about if you have been there.
So what you're saying is I need to get back on it and I need to keep playing.
Yes, you need to get on it and keep playing and then have the same opinion that I did for this character because you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you get to it.
All right. As soon as I beat that game, we'll revisit and we'll discuss things. How's that sound?
That sounds fan-freaking-tastic.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, happy birthday, Derp. I'm glad you had a good one. Did you get any gifts for your birthday?
Oh, you see, he's trying to throw himself in there. He's like, did you get any gifts? And I'm like, well, yes, I did. My bestest friend, Blue, just gave me one of the best presents ever. Because this week, I'll be playing Final Fantasy VII and you won't see me ever again.
Yeah, except for Saturdays, because you told me I'm required to be here on Saturdays. I demand my $5 worth of peanuts.
I'm going to pre-record every message because I know exactly how Blue's going to respond in most messages, so I might be able to time it just right to where I can just pre-record it, and then he just answers back to it, and then I can answer back with how I think he would respond.
You lost me. What am I missing?
Exactly. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, congratulations on getting Final Fantasy VII. I'm very excited for that game. Super excited.
Yes. So what did you get done on stream this week? What did you get done? Since we had kind of already kind of glanced over mine automatically.
Fair enough. Well, what did I get done? Well, my goal was to finish, this past couple weeks, was to finish and complete Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 on PlayStation 1. We have completed Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 on PlayStation 1, and we finished Resident Evil 3 the day before the remake finally hit my PS4.
Out freaking standing.
It was great. It was great. I absolutely I was crunching. I was nervous. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it, but we did, and it was awesome, and I feel accomplished.
Well, out freaking standing again. I didn't have anything else for that. I apologize to everyone. My brain farted. It done shart all over itself, so I had nothing.
It happens. It happens.
And so you got a secondary out freaking standing.
Well, Resident Evil 3 was interesting, though. The PS1 version.
Mm-hmm.
We played Resident Evil 2 on the Dreamcast because I just the color quality, everything was completely dark and it was hard to see. So we moved to the Dreamcast and it was like the best picture quality ever, like the definitive version of Resident Evil 2 in my opinion. But since I don't have Resident Evil 3 on PS1 physically or on another system physically,
and I looked, and on eBay, that game goes for like $150, I think, or $80. I can't remember which one it was. I know I looked up a couple on eBay.
Damn. Well, I know eBay, the prices can skyrocket depending on who's selling them. I've seen them in my local video game stores for at least 30, which isn't bad, but I prefer to buy mine that actually have covers and manuals.
He likes his games protected. Make sure to put on those protections.
It's a preference, but I really wanted to finish Resident Evil, the trilogy, so I played the PS1 digital copy, and I knew I had to go back to a very dark and non-colorful game. Well, I revisited my OBS settings, and I ended up making the picture look a lot better than I thought it would. Instead of, like, washing it out with the brightness, I upped the gamma, I changed the sharpness, and it ended up working out very well. I have a video on YouTube that actually shows the difference between the PS1 digital standard color and visual look versus the settings that I applied in OBS, and it made the game a lot more enjoyable. So,
well, good.
It ended up being a complete success, and I ended up beating it, and I absolutely loved it. And we started streaming Resident Evil 3 Remake yesterday.
And how are you enjoying that?
Dude, it is gorgeous. Visually stunning, gorgeous. The world is livelier, the city is bigger, the characters are
more character-y.
They really are. They were one-dimensional in the original PlayStation game. They really were. They were one-dimensional, simple lines, got to get from point A to point B. But this one has character development. It builds lore with the people within Raccoon City, not just by the stuff and the notes that you pick up, but the interactions that you see between people. And I so far, I'm blown away by it.
But you know what you can't beat? Net Geo booty. Mm-mm-mm.
Jill is still looking pretty awesome in this game.
Yeah, and he'll drink to that. Yes, he just take a
cheers.
Nice
cheers.
Little swig of his beer.
Cheers
I'm
to
gonna
Jill
take
Valentine.
A nice swig of my Diet Pepsi to go with that. Yeah.
They made her more relatable as a character. She's still suffering the trauma from the Arklay Mansion incident from Resident Evil 1.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a hard time figuring out what's going on. And then Nemesis comes out of nowhere and she's being hunted. And she's still an emotional wreck because of Resident Evil 1. So they really play her character as someone who's just really beaten and tore down. And she's trying so hard to survive. You can tell her determination is her trying to survive just to make it to the next location, to the next off-ramp, to the next subway station. And it's It's really intense to watch.
Yeah, and it wasn't portrayed like that in the original, of course. She just became the badass with the, you know, sweater tied around her hips and that old, you know, early 2000s thing. Why not?
They made her very relatable, and I commend Capcom for the decision on really humanizing and adding just so much more development to these characters. It's so awesome.
But then you got Carlos.
And he doesn't have an accent. My name is Carlos, and I like Jill. That was his accent in the original PlayStation game. And it was poorly done accent. It was terrible. And now they have a guy who actually speaks like a normal human being, but they kept his like sexist attitude at the beginning, but then you start to sympathize with him. You see the struggle that Carlos is going through, and then you realize he's not a bad guy, and you end up starting to root for him. What they did with their characters, man, that is what I love about this game so far. I haven't finished it yet. I have not beat it, but we're far. We're really far. I may beat it in tomorrow's stream. I'm that far.
Yeah, I've heard it actually, some of the criticisms. I mean, every game is going to have criticisms, of course. I've heard that for Resident Evil game, it's short, but then you go back and you look at the old Resident Evils, and in reality, once you know how to play them, they are actually very short games. So people playing Resident Evil 3 for a first time, I guess, are encountering the fact that they think the game is too short.
Yeah, I spent 5 hours playing it. I streamed it for 5 hours. And what I noticed was, location-wise, I'm already at the hospital. And in the original Resident Evil 3 game for PS1, there's only one location left after the hospital, and then the game's over. I don't know how this game's going to end or which location I'm supposed to go to, but I'm already progressing so far that I'm worried that I'm going to beat this within another maybe 2 to 3 hours, and then that's it. But I plan on replaying it, maybe this time on hard mode, just to get a little bit more out of it. But what I've played so far, not only is it amazing, it's literally nonstop. Boom, boom, action, action, boom, boom. And it doesn't give you room to breathe, and it gives me that sense of uneasiness and fear that I want in a Resident Evil game, and they execute that beautifully.
Oh, outstanding. So I guess that's my catchphrase now, is I'm just going to say outstanding or out-freaking-standing.
That should be on a t-shirt, just out-freaking-standing with your goofy face on it.
Standing. Well, is that like last week where we won the seems good and it's great awesome, or what, wasn't it something like that?
It's great awesome.
It's great awesome seems good.
We need to that's two t-shirts, one for blue, one for derp.
Out-freaking-standing.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah. I did, well, I'll make a note of that. I did end up purchasing Resident Evil 3 tonight.
Yeah, and I joined the dark side.
I had no idea Resistance was actually a part of Resident Evil 3. I thought it was going to be a separate purchase, but then I read it and it said Resistance comes with 3. I'm like, oh, well, that's news to me. But on top of that, by the time this comes out, I don't know if the sale will still be going on, but I picked it up for $46 on Fanatical. I had mentioned Fanatical last week. Like,
you
sometimes
did.
I do pick up games on it, and they do have some good deals sometimes, but yeah, I picked up Resident Evil. It was on sale for 22% off already.
That game literally just came out as like yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know how they had the deal, but I got a key for $46. So,
dude, that's fantastic.
It was 22% off.
Dude, so you have Resident Evil 3, so that means you're going to play it, right?
At some point.
All right, cool. When you do,
you know I'm a collector. You know I never complete anything. You know I play games
dude,
as
no,
I get them.
You got to play it. We got to talk about it.
Oh my god, I will, okay?
All right. Hey, I'm going to hold you to that.
Will you just hold me?
I always do. I've been doing that since we were 13. I've been cradling you in my arms since we met in health class.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
Yeah, like, I got more. Our teacher's name, her name was Mrs. Horn.
Oh god, and all of the people who were that might actually listen to this, if they were in our class, they're like, hey, you know what, I want to go and listen to their little podcast that they're doing because I remember them from high school. Oh god, they just mentioned our health teacher.
You know what we called her?
Mrs. Horny.
It's Horne.
Horne.
Dude, eighth grade, 13 years old. Oh, no,
that was junior high. Yeah, that was junior high, not high school. That was junior high.
Well, the word Cougars. High is in there. I don't know.
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars. Wait, no. Yes. No. Wait. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, 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 yeah. The
Emerald...
Jaguars. Emerald Ridge was Jaguars. Jaguars.
Right. So we were pussies all the way through high school and junior high.
Well, I'm glad that you got Resident Evil 3. I'm very excited. When you get a chance to play it, please let me know what you think.
You want to know what games that I've picked up in the past 3 months I need to like play and go through just because they were on sale and I got them?
Yes. Cheap. What did you buy? What did you get?
Death Stranding.
Oh.
Days Gone.
Oh.
I have now picked up Autica for my VR, which, by the way, that game is really cool. And I've seen Beat Saber. I'm actually more interested in Autica than I am Beat Saber. I don't know why, but it's cool. It uses guns instead of the swords.
You're right. You're right. My wife actually has been playing that.
Is she enjoying it?
Yes, absolutely. Because
I did get it for her back at the Extra Life thing, saying she had to do a stream of it at some point. But
at some point, she's been practicing and playing it. But she's a huge fan of rhythm games.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
Gertrude
awesome.
Is a huge, huge rhythm game file.
Yes, she is. And Gertrude is her nickname, by the way. Not her real name.
No, that's her real name. Shut up. Did you see what I changed her name to in Discord? Which, by the way, if you guys want to go get into our Discord so you can get all the news that you want, make sure to go to our website at www.paradigmgaming.live.
/social.
And then you can also join our Discord. But did you see what I named her in it?
No, I think I missed that out. I'll have to click and check. What do we got? Where is she? What do we got? Oh. Needle-minding golden girl.
Appropriate.
Yeah, fitting. She's very crafty. She's very crafty.
I should have named her after one of the golden girls, though, like the oldest one. I can't remember her name, though.
B. Arthur?
No. No, no.
I bought some games.
What'd you buy?
It turns out that Epic Store is having a spring sale as well. Oh. I actually compared one specific game to also the sale going on, the spring sale for PlayStation. But I ended up buying it on Epic, and that was Shenmue 3.
Oh, yeah, I already have Shenmue 3 on Epic, too. I ended up buying that. I thought you already bought Shenmue 3, though. Didn't you have it on PS4?
No, no, no. I was planning on buying it, but I didn't play 2 yet on stream, and I decided to wait, and then I found out that they not only had a sale on Epic for, like, $24, the deluxe edition was about $34, but I also had a coupon for Epic, and I ended up buying the deluxe edition that includes the DLC for $22.
Nice. See, you got a deal on a good game, too. You didn't do number 2 yet, did you?
No, I haven't. I haven't streamed Shenmue 2 yet, but this is exciting because now that I have Shenmue 3 and I need to find something to play after Resident Evil 3, I think I want to take a break from survival horror and switch it back up. I may stream Shenmue 2 so I can get into 3.
Good idea. Also, while you're on the Epic Store right now, go get delivery, totally reliable delivery service, because it's free for the sale too.
I did notice that was free. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I did get the other two games, Gone Home and
Hob.
Hob, yeah, I did download that.
Hob is pretty cool. Gone Home, I haven't played through much of Gone Home, but what I did play through was pretty cool, too.
Usually, if a game's free and it's something that I've always been interested in, I definitely download it just to have it in my library so I can revisit later. But if you're going to recommend that other game, then I'll definitely download that, too, because I'm a fan of recommendations.
Well, I mean, free is free. It just looks like fun, and I think you can co-op in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got... It says online or local multiplayer. So, yeah, and it's basically you just deliver things, and it's got wonky thing like Gang Beasts when we were playing Gang Beasts. It's got wonky little physics like that.
I downloaded and bought Ghostbusters the video game remastered on Epic for $9.99.
Yeah, it was super cheap. I haven't bought it. I don't know why. I've never actually even played the game. I've just watched you play it multiple ways, multiple times.
I'm obsessed with Ghostbusters, and I got it for cheap. I didn't buy it immediately because there wasn't many changes, and I already had it on PC. But I figured, you know, whatever, $10 just to get it on Epic and get it in my library, I'll support it.
It's Ghostbusters. You own everything Ghostbusters that you can if you can get it.
It's my favorite thing on this planet. You are absolutely right.
It actually is, besides me. He forgot to mention that. But yes, Ghostbusters is his favorite thing. And if he says Ghostbuster means more to him than me, then I may actually cry.
It doesn't mean...
Nope. Don't even say it now. I don't even want to hear it. No, I'm done. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to know the truth. Just stop.
Ghostbusters Afterlife is delayed till March 5th of next year. I'm very sad.
Oh.
This is the one thing I was looking forward to this entire year, and they postponed it till next year. But here's the upside. My birthday's a day after, so happy birthday to me. I'm going to go see Ghostbusters next year.
Outstanding. But you know what's never delayed and will never let you down?
What's that?
Me.
Aw. All right, I should have brought the tissues. You're being sweet again.
I'm diabetic. I can't be sweet.
I got nothing for that one. I'm not even touching that one. I'll let Wilford Brimley touch that one.
My name is Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes. Don't spit up your beer, buddy.
Sorry. All right. I'm good. I'm good.
So what do you got planned for the week on the streams?
For this week, nothing major this time since I've been so ambitious, I kind of want to take a little bit of a break. However, that being said, I'm going to finish Resident Evil 3 Remake on stream, so I'll be beating that on Twitch. Hopefully, I'll be finishing it tomorrow, considering where I'm at. I think it's possible. After that, I'm going to figure out... I might play something lighter, just something easy and fun, and just to kind of like switch the tone up, because I've been playing nothing but survival horror games lately.
Well, you mentioned you want to do Shenmue, and you love Shenmue.
I do, and I'm leaning towards Shenmue 2. I think it'd be really fun to wander around and talk to people in an open world setting on a classic I haven't played since the original Xbox. So, yeah, I think I'm probably going to do Shenmue 2, especially since I bought Shenmue 3. I'm very,
you
very
can
excited
dance
about
with,
that.
You can dance with your hot dog guy again. Well, not really. He's not in it. But
oh, yeah, no, because in this game, he goes from Japan to China to go look for his dad's killer.
Yeah.
And his best friend was Tom, the guy who danced in front of the hot dog stand.
Uh-huh.
He was my favorite part of the first game. He was great.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryo, you want a hot dog, man?
Yeah, give me that hot dog, boy.
And then Ryo shows up. Tom, have you seen sailors? I'm looking for sailors.
No.
Oh, that game was so great. Oh, I love Shenmue. But yeah, that's all I got. What about you, Derp? You got any streaming plans for the week?
I may be trying to make an attempt to go out to see the girlfriend. I know we're in lockdown, but we're both safe, so I want to, you know, actually see my girlfriend.
That makes a whole lot of sense. I wish you luck, man. Hope it works out.
Aside from that, I really need to do my Perler. I said I was going to do that last week, and that didn't happen. I ended up with the library stream and doing Borderlands, because, I don't know, Borderlands stroked my fancy this last week.
And that's okay. That's okay. I mean, dude, you've been working a lot of hours because of your IRL job, so I totally understand. It's cool.
And for those who don't know, I work in a grocery pickup department. So,
and he's in high demand right now.
Yeah. Our business has quite literally doubled from the start of this.
Damn, dude.
And Damn. It is so busy.
You're doing the Lord's work, sir.
Yeah, but you know, it's like everyone appreciates us now. Everyone appreciates us now. And I love the support that we've been getting. But we didn't get this kind of support until this shit happened. And the second this shit stops happening, we go right back to being who we were before.
I don't know. I still think there'll be a lot of people who will still appreciate what you do.
Oh, I'm sure. It's that kind of feeling. Like, we're important now because we're here helping people. The second it ends, it'll probably go back to the way it was. But a lot of people will still appreciate us. Don't get me wrong.
No, not at all. I'm a glass half full optimistic kind of guy. I'm going to cheers you and for the work that you and your coworkers do. You guys are what is keeping this country going, and I salute you.
Thank you. But on a side note, we're talking about games, not my job. This is a more happier subject. We already talked about what we're doing on streams. I do want to get back in the Geralt still. Giggity. Not in that way. I need to do that Perler.
Yeah, you really got to finish his forehead, and you really need to get down to his eyes because, you know, he is amazing.
I just need to make my next goal to actually start back on it again and get that second row done. I think what I'm going to do to psych myself up to do that is I need to just order another set of beads and get the colors that I'm running low on. And then when I get them, it might psych me up enough to actually fully get back into it. It's hard without the mass amount of time that I used to have.
Yeah, no, understandable. But we'll keep cheering you on. We'll keep rooting for you, you know. Either that or we're going to stalk you on Discord and be like, yo, what's the status on them Perlers, bro? I'll get everybody to jump in on that one.
Dude, totally. I would totally do commissions for the Perler beads. I'd totally be down. I still want to do your Doom Metroid crossover.
Dude, that picture looks so dope.
Yeah, this picture of Samus being the Doom Slayer, but it's all a bunch of Metroid creatures, but it's all red like the Doom thing, and Metroid is in the same font.
Actually, Derp, for shameless promoting, do you have pictures of your Perler beads anywhere? Aren't you on Instagram?
Yeah, they're on Instagram, and they are also on DeviantArt. I know that's a thing that a lot of people might not use, but you can also find it on DeviantArt under DerpTaku, I think.
I think you're DerpTaku Senpai on Instagram.
Yeah, that one too. And you can see all of the beautiful Perler I've done.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
It's fun. It really is fun and relaxing, though, overall. Like, Perler bead art, it's very tedious. It's kiddish. It's actually like the exact opposite of why I call Gertrude. She does the hard mode Perler beads, but with cross stitching.
Yes, Arcanian 17 cross stitches, and then DerpTaku pearl beads. Hey, they're both awesome crafts. They're two different things, and arts and crafts is a fun way to express yourself, and everyone needs a hobby. Everyone needs a hobby. Yours is Perler beads and streaming. Mine's streaming and video editing and Photoshop. I mean,
and I like photography too, but yeah. I haven't been able to do that lately.
Yeah, because photography, well, I was about to say photography, you kind of need to go outside for that, but that's not true. You could take pictures of the insides of your house, the corners of your bathroom, the nose hairs on your dogs, the staircase banister.
The spider in the corner named Fred.
Yeah, I mean, art is art.
Uh-oh, Blue's almost done with his beer.
I'm sipping. I'm letting this thing last, kind of.
You can really hear it when he gets deep into it, because when he laughed, it echoed into the glass as he took a drink.
Ah, man. Sound waves, man. Sounds are fun. Gaming news of the week. Did you hear about Naughty Dog?
Sadly, yes. Naughty Dog pushed back the Last of Us Part 2 indefinitely, at least until all this calms down and they can release it everywhere simultaneously, was the gist I got out of it.
Yeah, pretty much. They sent out a letter on Twitter and other social media to the fans.
So basically, I'm guessing they're going to finish it up in incognito. Is my guess, and then when everything settles down and all countries are back in normal working order for the most part, then they'll release it, and it'll be like, I'm guessing, barely a month out once they announce it.
Do you want me to read the letter?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Naughty Dog posted this and said, and I quote, as you've likely seen, the release of The Last of Us Part 2 has been delayed. We're sure this news is just as disappointing to you as it is to us. We wanted to reach out to all of you in our community to give you a little more information. The good news is, we're nearly done with development of The Last of Us Part 2. We're in the midst of fixing our final bugs. However, even with us finishing the game, we were faced with the reality that due to logistics beyond our control, we couldn't launch The Last of Us Part 2 to our satisfaction. We want to make sure everyone gets to play The Last of Us Part 2 around the same time, ensuring that we're doing everything possible to preserve the best experience for everyone. This means delaying the game until such a time where we can solve these logistic issues. We were bummed about this decision, but ultimately understood it's what's best and fair to all of our players. We're hoping that this won't be a long delay, and we'll update you as soon as we have new information to share. We wish all of you, your families, and your friends the best of health. Thank you for being amazing fans and your continued support. Stay safe, Naughty Dog. That is what they wrote. It was actually very sweet and very touching.
Yeah, it's a good message. But like I said, once they announce it, I highly doubt it's going to be more than a month out. If that. If once they're ready and they know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be within a couple, 3 weeks, maybe. Would be my guess.
I'm wondering if it's because of this worldwide events right now.
Yeah. And like I'm just saying, like, once it's all calmed down, it'll be very quick, because they're basically done. I'm sure they're going to be done by the time they were originally planning, and maybe they'll do some more bug killing along the way just to keep people busy, but it will probably go out really fast once they have a solid date they can announce.
I'm hoping so. The Last of Us was a game that came out of nowhere and turned everyone on their heads. It was one of the most amazing gaming experiences I've had in years, and I really want to see what happens in the next chapter.
I've never beaten it, much like everything else in my gaming life.
Well, look at this, Nerdtaku. You now are able to beat it. You have time.
What are you talking about? I have time.
Well,
and
I mean,
yes, I have pizza in my mouth. Don't mind me.
Derp, you got time to play it now. I mean, I know you don't beat games often, and you are busy with work and life and all that stuff, but they don't have a release date right now, which means you could pick it up when you have free time and dive right back into it or start at the beginning. It's worth it.
How about we actually dive into some of the topics? And this week is a little bit different. We started doing something that we wanted to do. From the start, we just kind of skipped it the first week so we could get a solid read on things. But we also put it in the community for our Discord. We put in the three topics and we let the community add in their questions or their thoughts on each topic. So if you want to join in on the next week, just pop into our Discord. And you can find that at paradigmgaming.live/social. And join in the Discord, and it will have its own section under the PG Cogcast category.
New topics every week. If you want to be included, if you want to chime in with your opinion, join our Discord. Tell us what you think, and then you may be featured in our next podcast. /Paradigm Gaming Cogcast.
That was beautiful.
I know. I was having fun with that. I can't. I just had to jump in.
So anyways, for our first topic, what do we got?
Our topic is remakes and HD upgrades. Are you for them or are you against them?
Now, personally for me, I'm for them, both remakes and remasters, as long as they are done properly and they haven't had like 800 ports done to 5 different systems saying they're an HD upgrade. That kind of thing, you know, Skyrim, Final Fantasy X. Sorry about that. But you know,
Wait. What's wrong with Final Fantasy X? Skyrim's a different topic altogether. I'm still waiting for them to port that game to Atari, but
how many times have they HD upgraded and ported Final Fantasy X to other PlayStation systems and PC?
Twice.
Three times they've done it to P.
Okay, three times if you include the Vita.
And I do.
No. Wait. Okay. So when they first came out with the remaster, they came out with for the PlayStation 3 and the Vita at the same time. The cool thing about that was I bought both of those games at the same time. When you play on the Vita and save your game, you can take your save files to your PlayStation 3 and play them on your big TV. This was before the docking station for the Nintendo Switch was ever an idea. It was transferring your saves to your PS3, and it was a genius and brilliant idea. I utilized the hell out of that. But then they decided to port it to the PlayStation 4, and that's when I thought it was kind of like, well, I have it for PS3. Why do I need that?
I think I offended him.
You did. You did. There. Okay. When you
There's
went
nothing.
From...
Okay. Don't get me wrong, Blair. There is nothing, nothing wrong with Final Fantasy X. It's actually one of the better Final Fantasies. Okay.
Absolutely.
It was the first one that featured full vocals, and its story was really good, and the overall combat, like everything that went along with the combat, yeah, it was a general, you know, standard RPG turn-based thing, but it was, the characters were good, and their attacks were good, their spells were good. It was a good game.
Oh, yeah, I'm not arguing that. I love Final Fantasy X.
But the fact still rests that they did port it multiple times compared to any of the other games, rather than, like, FF7, 8, and 9 coming to PC at some point, and then 9 did get an HD upgrade once, and it came out the same time to PC and PS4.
Well, I also look at it this way. Square is letting their legacy live on other systems. I mean, I know they not only re-released the Final Fantasy X remaster on the Switch, but they re-released their entire catalog of Final Fantasy games on the Switch. So everything like lives on one system. So I know what they're trying to do with that. But what I'm saying is the PS3 and Vita had a purpose for connectivity. That's all I was saying. And portability.
Yeah, and I get that. But the point we're trying to make here is, are you for the remakes and HD upgrades? It depends on how they're done.
All right.
Now, Skyrim has been re-released with new upgrades, new HD shit, like, constantly. And they even made the jokes about it to make fun of themselves and release Skyrim on Alexa.
That was pretty funny.
Which was very funny. I gotta give them that. That was funny. But we are tired of Skyrim. We want Elder Scrolls 6 at this point. But ESO has kind of become the new Elder Scrolls.
What's ESO?
Elder Scrolls Online. Sorry. For you plebeians who don't understand the acronyms of certain words.
Hey, there's some people out there who might need to, you know, be educated on acronyms.
I know.
Like me, I didn't know that.
I was being rude. I was being rude.
I know.
You filthy plebeian.
Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was having too much fun with that.
Yeah, but I don't want Elder Scrolls, because I do like the Elder Scrolls series. I don't want Elder Scrolls to fall into that pit of Warcraft, because I love the Warcraft games and the old stories and how the Warcraft 2, 3, the original one played out. But the second, I mean, I love World of Warcraft. Like I mentioned, I am a huge vet of that game, 14 years, and I love WoW. It will always be a game I go back to, regardless of any situation. Now, it's got the problem now, though, that they can't really make another actual Warcraft game without it being like a side story or something, because all of the main story is on World of Warcraft now. And they're not going to make any more games based on that kind of base building, because StarCraft has taken over that market for them.
And World of Warcraft's going to have expansions until the game dies, which will be never, because it's popular. And for a good reason, too.
Yeah, it's a good MMO. Like, I mean, the company, we can have that as another discussion maybe next week or something. We'll figure it out. But Blizzard is a whole nother subject, and honestly, a somewhat disappointment, and somewhat is being used very nicely. But we'll come back to them some other time.
You'll probably have to make a seminar on that one, because I don't know too much about Blizzard. But I have been following their controversy for the last 2 or 3 years. I might be able to chime in with a couple of things here and there. But that's all you. I don't really play a lot of MMOs.
But anyways, back to remakes and HD upgrades. I am for remakes and remasters, because if you have an old game, it doesn't necessarily need to be completely remade. You could take the old code, bring it up to 1080p standards, and people still get the same game that they used to love, and they remember it that way. Like, we were mentioning Panzer Dragoon last week. It's not a great game. It's not getting great reviews, but I remember it, and the fact that it's been HD upgraded and I can play it on Switch is great for me. I love that. I love being able to go back and play a game on my TV with a widescreen, where it's not a small little tiny box. But and it looks better. You can see things better.
Absolutely.
That's the point of the HD upgrades is, or the remasters. So you can actually see some things that you couldn't see before because it was so pixelated or it looked funny or, you know, you get the idea.
Like even with modern televisions, I mean, these games were formatted for a smaller scale TVs, the old tube TVs, and they look just fine on them. But when you get modern TVs, not to mention with different inputs, it does make things challenging. And especially
because the images are so stretched out that there's not enough pixels in there for it to.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So makes the picture very unclean and disgusting looking. Anyways, yeah, remakes, I'm way more for. But I'll leave it at that. You can say your piece.
All right. Well, to put it simply, yes, I'm all for them. All right, let's move on. Okay, okay, please. I'm kidding.
Sir, we know you'll talk about it.
All right. Well, okay. Well, when you asked me about this topic, I got really excited because I have opinions. And basically, to put it simply, yes, I am all for them, but why? Look at it this way. I like that it breathes new life into games and franchises, both for older generations to enjoy on new consoles, but it also gets the younger generation to check out some great games that they may have missed out on. So it keeps it alive. I also look at it another way, too. There are a lot of people out there who may not have their old consoles or their old games anymore. Remaking or remastering gives them the chance to still play these games today. I collect everything. I keep all my consoles and I keep all my games. But that's me. Not everyone out there is like that. So if you don't have your stuff, then you remember as a kid and you have a chance to play it again now, remakes are for that. Remasters are for that.
Yes.
But that being said, I have strong opinions on remakes and remasters. They're not all amazing.
No, they're not.
They're not. Now, in the case of like a remaster or how about this, an HD upgrade that's just a straight up port. Is the game the same as it was before with no changes? If that's the case, then cool. I get to enjoy the same game over again on a modern console, on a widescreen TV, without having to worry about hooking up an old generation console with adapters and cables and so forth. So that's fine. So I'm not worried about those. But when it comes to remasters and HD upgrades, where they take the game and they up the graphics to 16:9 widescreen, 1080p standard picture, but then they make changes or upgrades to the actual game itself. When it comes to these type of games, I have questions.
So let me put a little bug in your ear real quick.
Okay.
Silent Hill HD Collection.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Dirt, because I am going to rip that thing to shreds. All right, I have questions when it comes to remasters and remakes. You want to hear them?
Yes, of course.
If it's not a straight-up copy or port and you want to make changes to the game, does it take away from what made the original great, or does it add to the original in a way that makes it better? I have an example of good and an example of bad. You want to guess which one's the bad one?
Do the bad one first. We want to end on a good note here.
All right.
Because I want to hear you tear this shit apart.
All right, here's an example of bad. The Silent Hill HD Collection. All right. To start off, Konami apparently lost the source code for Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill 3, yet still gave the go-ahead to start a Silent Hill remastered project. And you want to know what they did?
What'd they do?
They hired a company called Hijinx Studios, a company with zero knowledge and zero experience for breaking down and recreating a game in high resolution. And because of this, the HD Collection was apparently doomed from the start. Oh, God, this is horrible. I don't even want to talk about this. I'm getting chills.
Keep going.
Okay, the original developers used the limitations of the PS2 to its advantages to create something very unique and artistic. The thickness of the fog, the way it moves through the environment, the imperfections in the concrete roads looking dirty, torn up, decayed with age. Dude, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The opening scene where the main character James is looking at himself in the bathroom, the developers made the in-game graphics of that scene look cinematic. In this scene, James's character is the main focus, and around him it's hazy, it's blurred even, making for a very unique, daunting, and unsettling look. The HD Collection takes away from that, and more. The roads in the new game look like they were recently paved. Smooth, slick, clean. Silent Hill as a town is supposed to be this decayed, boarded-up, dirty town. This collection makes everything look like the town was just recently built. It's almost too clean. and slick. The fog. Don't mean to get me started on the fog. It's practically its own character in the franchise.
You mean the lack of fog?
Yeah, the lack of fog. It's horribly remastered and horribly recreated. It's not thick. It's not hazy that it was in the original. Sometimes it doesn't even show up when it's supposed to.
Colonel, the fog's dummy thick.
Dude, in some of the areas of the game, you can see the boundaries of the map you weren't meant to see. It looks like some of the levels were missing, when in reality, there was always fog covering those areas. It's crazy. This remaster takes away from the atmosphere the original had intended.
I just want everyone to know right now, you will never hear Blue tear a game apart as much as he is right now. Because he loves quite literally pretty much everything. And to have him rip something apart to this extent is a unicorn of a thing.
It really is. I always try to find the goodness in games, but this collection, like, hurts me to my core. Like, I tried playing this. I really did. But the further I got, the madder I got, and that's a rare thing. Like, the Silent Hill series is near and dear to my heart. It's one of my favorite game series of all time. And this collection is a slap in the face. I mean...
Can I give you a bug in the other ear?
Sure.
Redone voice actors.
Oh. All right. Yeah. God damn it. Yes, they did re-record the voices for the new actor, for the new actors. Silent Hill, however, lets you choose the option to play with the original voices or the new voices. However, Silent Hill 3 does not. You're stuck with the new voice acting, and they gave you a vague reason why. And dude, the pre-rendered cutscenes were slightly stretched, making all the characters look big and fat and overweight.
But Eddie, what about Eddie?
Dude, Eddie was like he already looked obese, but this guy looked like Jabba the Hutt in these cutscenes. It was terrible.
Oh.
Look, I'm not trying to continue to rip this to shreds, but what I'm trying to paint here is an example of bad. They mess with perfection. They should have just left it alone. The Silent Hill collection, I didn't even cover half the issues that it's plagued with. There's a ton of videos on YouTube that cover it if you really want to read more into it. My thoughts on the whole thing is these are amazing games. If you want to play them on original hardware or find a way to emulate them. Just stay away from this collection. It is a horrible representation and a slap in the face to what these games are. That's my opinion on a vision of bad.
Outstanding.
That
was beautiful.
I don't get mad, and I got mad.
That's why I had you do it first, because you got it out now. And now you can tell us what the option of a good is.
My version of a good remaster is Final Fantasy XII: The Zodiac Age.
Okay. That was one that I never touched. I never got 12. I never picked it up. I never tried it. My favorite Final Fantasy is, obviously, it's a tear between 7 and 9.
Okay.
I love 9. 9 is awesome.
You know, I hear a lot of good things about 9. Even the original developers saying 9 reminds them of why they did Final Fantasy in the first place, and I've always wanted to look at it.
I do recommend it. It's a great Final Fantasy game.
I might have to pick it up on the Switch then. I will. But yeah, my example for good is Final Fantasy XII: The Zodiac Age. It's more than just a visual upgrade. It has better game balance. The original was actually very hard. I bought it originally, I played it, and I got very far, but I couldn't finish it because it was hard, and I really, really put effort into this game. But when Square wanted to make this remaster, they wanted to improve on the original, and I think they did a commendable job. In the new game, they added a mode called High Speed Mode. If you've ever played the original, the combat has a tendency to be very, very slow, and walking from point A to point B seems like it takes forever. But switching to High Speed Mode, it makes combat, like, super fast, and traveling from point A to point B very convenient. I found myself swapping back and forth between both modes, High Speed and regular. Some battles I just wanted to be over and done with, especially if I'm grinding, and then others I just didn't want to be rushed. I just wanted to enjoy the battle, and it was a good balance. They let you choose what you want, and I thought it was a fun feature. It was really, really fun. But the biggest positive change is when the game incorporated a job system. The original It didn't have a job system. The original has a system called the license board, and they use that for character growth. But every character uses the same exact ginormous board, and at the end of the game, everyone pretty much had all the same stuff. The job system in the remaster changes that. Now you can customize different characters with different abilities, fighting mechanics, and you can have total of two different job types for each character. And it's a very welcoming and refreshing new system, and I absolutely loved it. I ended up beating the game, and it was one of the coolest moments ever. I've always wanted to finish this, and this game brought me so much joy. That, to me, is an example of a good remaster.
Well said. Well said. You thought I was going to say outstanding, didn't you?
I did. That's kind of your go-to, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I can't say it all the time. I gotta surprise people.
Fair enough.
So let me think. Because remakes are good. Like remaster, like Final Fantasy IX's remaster was just an HD upgrade, and they left everything the same.
Okay.
There was nothing really changed about it. So it's a good remaster. Final Fantasy VIII, I don't know, because I've never really played VIII, and it's never been my go-to. I've never really liked the characters when I've tried to play it, and I just never picked it up, so I don't know how good.
Well, I will say, with Final Fantasy VIII, when I went to E3, they had a panel for it that showed gameplay footage and all that. I remember what it looked like on the PS1. So the visual upgrades that they gave for it, it's still the original game, but everything is cleaner.
It's like a mixture in between remaster and remake.
It's not really a remake.
But they updated the models enough to where it's not just a simple remaster.
Like, all the gameplay, all the cutscenes is exactly the same, but they made the characters stand out and look very well like they're supposed to.
Where you can actually see what they look like.
Right, you can actually see Squall's face.
So, from what I can tell, it's very much an appropriate remaster.
Yes, that's the feeling I got for it. I have not played it either, but it did look like it had bounce. They didn't give it the Final Fantasy VII remake treatment. It is literally the exact same game as it was originally.
Now, if you want to do a remaster right, do it like Final Fantasy VII, for the love of God. We haven't even gotten it yet. We haven't played it. We haven't seen the story, but just the general...
We've only played the demo.
Just the general gameplay and how it moves, and the fact you can actually go back to the old mode if you don't want to play in the new mode. And you can still play it like the old game. That's putting in like two different modes of playing the entire game. Like, when you beat it, you could go back and just play it the old way if you want. Like, that's dedication and a great idea for a remake.
Absolutely.
Not to mention how beautiful the game is.
The game is absolutely gorgeous, and it's coming out soon.
Yes, and I'm excited. Thank you, Blue.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, Derp, we asked the same question, remakes and upgrades, HD upgrades, are you for them or against them? We asked them in our Discord, and...
No one was against.
Six people said they were for them, and no one said they were against them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, there were two... well, there were two, depends.
There was, but no one said that they were against them, but there was two that did say that it depends / in between. Go ahead and read one.
I'll read your wife's.
Arcanian 17.
I'll read Gertrude's.
All right.
Gertrude stated, I quote, depends. Some games it feels like it's an extension of what you already love, like the Spyro games. Those remasters are what my childhood imagination always thought it could be. Then there are other games that get remastered, and I'm never sure why, like the first Ni No Kuni, which I totally agree with her on this. One, it's an anime game, and it's cel-shaded, so really cel-shaded games don't require the whole HD upgrade. And it was already a 720p game to begin with, so... anyways, but it was only a one generation gap, and even then it was a game that already had an anime style. I'm not sure what PS4 graphics add that warrant a $50 price tag, which that was another thing. The game's been out for a long while. It did not need the $50 price tag. I mean, you could pick it up on PS3. You get the same experience with pretty much the same HD quality for way cheaper, because it's a $20 gold now, and you could probably, or PlayStation Hit, you can get it for probably cheaper in places.
Yeah, another example too was Ghostbusters, the video game. When they remastered it, it didn't really need a remaster, and I don't know if they just threw the word remaster in the title, but when they re-released it for the modern consoles, PS4, PC, and so forth, it came out at $29.99, which I thought was decent. It wasn't terrible, but I waited till a sale came on, and I got it for $10. But it wasn't a full-blown retail price like it was when it first came out, so I guess it's just like this category says, I guess it just depends.
Yeah, it very much so. And then we had one other comment.
The King of Nat said, I enjoy a good HD upgrade to a game that is old enough to need a bit of love. Remakes are an iffy for me because they generally change the overall game in ways that make it very different experience. Sometimes it works for the better, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said. Like, I'm on the depends train. Not in the way of, you know, like an 85-year-old dude who can't hold it, but more like on the depends of maybe.
Derp.
Yes.
What games would you like to see them remake or have an HD upgrade or a remaster?
I think you probably already know one of them. And I have tattoos from it.
Tell me more.
I really would love a remake. I want a remake of the original Soul Reaver games.
Oh!
I don't even care if it, like, they don't do Blood Omen and, you know, Defiance. Defiance would be cool, but Soul Reaver 1 and 2. Give me remakes of those, please, please. Or remasters, just please, 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 please.
The Legacy of Kain series is something I've been dying for Crystal Dynamics to do something with. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
Who owns Crystal Dynamics now? Does Square own them?
Square.
Okay, Square does own them.
Yep. And right now, Crystal Dynamics and Square have been making Tomb Raider games.
Yeah, I know, which they need to stop. They need to look into their older, well, not older, but their better franchises. Oh, sorry. That came out wrong. They're better franchises.
Dude, Legacy of Kain series was one of my favorites. I feel like if you remaster them, you'd have to do Soul Reaver 1, 2, and Defiance. Defiance is what closed the series.
And it's still got Raziel and Kain in it. So yes, they need to redo it. And Like I was saying, I do have tattoos from it. I have Kain on my left arm and Raziel on my right. Like, they're symbols for their name, basically. And then I even, at one point, like, not too long after that, I drew my own picture for a name and I put them mirrored on my chest.
Damn. Yeah.
So, yeah. I do love the Legacy of Kain series.
Dude, did I tell you that I found the first Blood Omen game at a local video game shop in Reno, Nevada?
Yes, yes. Isn't that like a Gauntlet-style game, though?
Kinda, sort. It's got an over-the-head view, kind of like Legend of Zelda. But it has. It was one of the earliest PlayStation games out there. Still had the same voice actors. Still had Kain, Mobius, and the Pillars of Nosgoth. It is a completely different game than Soul Reaver, but it definitely sets the lore.
That's cool. I've never actually gotten to play it. I've seen it. I remember seeing it when I was younger, but I didn't put two and two together and say, oh, that's the same thing until later. But I never played it.
Yeah, I never got a chance to play it, but Soul Reaver, dude.
Those were the times.
I'm right there with you. Is there any other game that you want to see them remake or HD upgrade?
On a side note, I would love to see remakes of games like Wild Arms. That was like...
I remember that game.
The original Wild Arms. I don't know. It's something about that original Wild Arms cutscene, the original opening for Wild Arms that I love so much. And I don't know what it is. I just love the guitar, I think. And the whole anime opening cutscene, the Wild West feeling, was really cool. And I would just love to see at least maybe one or two remade, like actually remade, because honestly the game looks like ass. The actual gameplay, they look like little chibi characters and it's kind of meh, off-putting.
Yeah. Mid-90s early PlayStation game. They made two of them.
They made more than two of them. There's like four or five Wild Arms games.
Oh, okay. I only remember the two. Holy crap.
Yeah, there's quite a few. That would be cool. And also Legends of Dragoon, full remake.
Oh, Legends of Dragoon would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I remember when you played that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that game too.
And now that I'm into RPGs, I would totally play that.
Yeah. No, Legend of Dragoon, Soul Reaver, and Wild Arms are towards my top. And coming into the comments here in a minute on the topics will be another one that I had forgotten about, actually. But what about you?
Mine are kind of already been remade, but kind of not. There's at least a couple of games that they're by Nintendo.
I'm going with a Zelda game.
Nintendo technically remade Zelda Ocarina of Time and Zelda's Majora's Mask on the Nintendo 3DS, and they were beautiful, they were phenomenal, they were fun, but since we're no longer supporting the 3DS...
I'm guessing you would love a, like, Unreal Engine remake with all those little Unreal Engine things people have been doing.
Well, those videos on YouTube that have been recreating areas of Zelda Ocarina of Time in Unreal Engine are beautiful, yes, but if I can just get the straight-up port from the 3DS onto the Switch... But still upgrade it to like 1080p and make the visuals work for the Switch and the TV, because they're lower resolution on the 3DS in general. But if I can get the Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask games on the Switch, that actually would make me very happy. Because the remasters that they did on those, they're beautiful, they're well done. They upgraded a couple of small things in Majora's Mask, like the location of the merchant who holds all your money, and then the location of the save. The little things they added made sense, so they improved on some stuff. But overall, the games are literally exactly the same, just they got an enhanced upgrade. Now, on the 3DS, they were beautiful. The 3D was fun. I know most people play it with the 3D off, but I played it with the 3D on, and... I was immersed. I was drawn into that world, and having a second screen to turn the iron boots on and off on the water temple in Ocarina of Time made life so much better. Oh my god. They're amazing games, but I don't want to see them lost into the 3DS library on a system that Nintendo is not supporting anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, there's been a lot of conversation. Like, they need to bring back GameCube. They've had every other system put onto the new systems, or, you know, a digital market of some kind, and everyone has been begging and begging and begging for
GameCube.
Since
the Nintendo Wii. Since they invented the eShop.
And now that Reggie's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I do have one more game I would like to see them do a HD
remaster.
Let
me guess. Hold on. Let me guess. It's a Nintendo one?
Yes.
It's going to involve Metroid.
God damn it, you know me very well. I want them to do an HD remaster for the Metroid Prime trilogy.
That would be nice.
I would like them to bring it on the Nintendo Switch.
Remember, I did play and beat Metroid Prime 1.
You did?
I actually did.
It was amazing. I loved watching you play that game. Now, I don't know if you remember, you played Metroid Prime 1, it was on the GameCube. So Metroid Prime 1 and 2, they technically got an upgrade in the form of the Metroid Prime trilogy on the Nintendo Wii. But the Nintendo Wii was a non-HD system. But this collection did feature all three games. So Metroid Prime 3 was pretty much the same game that it was already released on the Nintendo Wii to begin with. But it was Metroid Prime 1 and 2 where this collection really, really shines. They were reformatted to the 16:9 widescreen display for the first time, because on the GameCube, it was formatted to 4:3, the standard definition. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And they also added Wii motion controls to Metroid Prime 1 and 2, and that was only found on the Nintendo Wii.
I played Metroid Prime 1 with the controller on my Wii U. So.
Oh, yeah, they did bring the Metroid Prime Trilogy to the Wii U. But when the Prime Trilogy was released on the Nintendo Wii, they added the motion controls to 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Now, I know motion controls gets a lot of flack from many people out there, and with many games, I can understand why.
Like Skyward Sword?
Yes. Yes. But no, Metroid Prime 3 was one of those games that did motion controls very, very well. It was hailed as the for its pinpoint mouse precision.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I absolutely loved it. What I would like to see is an HD version of the trilogy on the Nintendo Switch. That, and I would like to have the option to choose between motion controls with the Joy-Con, since they have that capability, or to have the ability to play it like on a normal Nintendo Pro controller, or have it in, you know, undocked mode on the Joy-Cons, just holding the system.
Mm-hmm.
I think a collection like this, I think it would perfectly coincide with the release of Metroid Prime 4.
That would actually be pretty cool.
So those are the games that are near and dear to me that I would love to see have some sort of upgrade, HD upgrade remaster on the Switch.
Gotcha. We actually had quite a few comments when it came to that topic. A lot more people were receptive to that one. So what games would you like to see remade or remastered? The first one from Kellen, our lovely and beautiful cow. She mentioned Oni by Bungie. Now, Oni was a game I had forgotten about, and I loved that game. It was on PS2, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And it was also on a PS2 game.
It was also on PC. And,
oh, yeah, released on PC. I didn't remember. Oh, I do remember it being on PC, but that was years ago, back when physical media on PC was a thing.
You mean you had to buy PC discs back in the day and install them manually?
I know, right?
How old are we?
Do you remember when they came on 3.5 hard discs and you had to install 11 discs, 12 discs of content?
Dude, I downloaded from Napster the Resident Evil 3 soundtrack and stored them on zip discs.
I installed Space Ace onto PC on the 7.5-inch discs or whatever they were. Were they 7.5?
Was it
7.5-inch? They were the floppy-ish ones, but they were called hard discs.
Sounds about right.
And the hard ones were called floppy discs. I never understood that, but yeah, it was the 7.5-inch ones that I had 12 discs to install Space Ace.
Damn.
Anyways.
We're old.
But yeah, no, Oni was great because it was in the style of Ghost in the Shell, and I think it was probably done by the same artist because the main character looked exactly like Kusanagi in a lot of respects. Had the same general style, and it was in a cyberpunk world with, you know, like Ghost in the Shell was, and also Akira.
Hell yeah.
Great anime game, though, and the controls were really well. It was pretty tight, and it was fun. I'd completely forgotten about it.
You mean to tell me Bungie made a game that wasn't Halo?
Or Destiny?
2001. It was a different time. It was a simpler time.
It was a better time. I mean,
dude, we were juniors in high school.
Anyways, next one.
Chocolat.
Oh, fucking Choco.
He said that he would like to see the original Tomb Raider series found on the PS1 remade, remastered, HD upgraded. Now, they did make the Tomb Raider anniversary in 2007, which was a remake of the first PS1 Tomb Raider, and it was available on PS2, Xbox 360, PSP, and the Wii, and then it was later ported to PS3 in 2011. But these days, Tomb Raider overall has started from scratch and was remade in 2013 with the name Tomb Raider, and then spawned two sequels, one in 2015 with Rise of the Tomb Raider, and the other one in 2019 with Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Not the same games, definitely different, but the original games, they have their charm, and I think they deserve some sort of collection.
Yes, with the original Lara with the massive double D size cups upon her chest.
Yes, but back then they were in the shape of the pyramids of Giza.
Hey, they can be pyramids. They can be clouds. I don't care. Give me that old Lara back.
I think it's really cool that they remade the first game, but it's like, well, why wouldn't you continue? Tomb Raider 2 anniversary, Tomb Raider 3 anniversary. I don't know.
Yes. Just yes. Okay, screw the rules, I'm a nerd, aka give me nuggets. And Jolin mentioned Pokemon Channel, which I actually had never heard of it, but you said you looked it up.
I did. It was a game on the GameCube, and it was
you didn't even know about it.
I did not know about it. I had to research this because there's a Pokemon game out there that I missed out on myself. Yeah. They basically said it was just fun game where you got to keep Pikachu as a pet, do activities with like watching TV with Pikachu, visiting a garden. I watched an English and a Japanese commercial for it on YouTube, and it just looked like fun activities to do with Pikachu, and it looked fun. It was definitely a different type of Pokemon back in the day.
Which, you know what, brings me to a second thought. What about Pokemon Snap?
Oh
no, think about this for a second. You got gyro controls in the Switch.
Yes, you do.
So you wouldn't even need the controls. You could opt in to do it by motion with the gyros, and then you could just, you know, turn the camera like you're pointing it at something, and then just it would travel through the world like it did on the rails with Pokemon Snap. And then you would just have to turn the Switch to where you want to go and then take your pictures. like you could actually turn around and like actually look at the thing while you're on rails and just use the switch turning around.
That's actually a brilliant idea.
Then what you could do is, you know, if you didn't want to do it that way, you didn't have a lot of room to move, then you could just, you know, use the joysticks.
The original Pokemon Snap came out on the Nintendo 64, and that was during a time where they only had 151 Pokemon. Can you imagine a Pokemon Snap with today's, like, you know, beautiful, colorful, and cartoony graphics, but with hundreds and hundreds more Pokemon?
That would be amazing.
That actually would be amazing, and that's one of the most commented things that our community has brought to our attention while we've been streaming. And Pokemon gets brought up. Pokemon Snap has always been the number one game. People say, bring it back, make a sequel, bring the old one back. Nintendo. The fans love it. The fans want it.
Do it.
Now.
And do better.
I agree with you.
But anyways, that popped into my head when we were talking about it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Next of all, the King of Gnat wanted Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages and Seasons redone, probably much like they did Link's Awakening.
That's actually been another Zelda game that's been most talked about in our community and while we've been streaming. Since Link's Awakening was already remade on the Switch, everyone says, this is amazing. Please do Ages. Please do Seasons. And I 110% agree.
Did you ever go back to Seasons?
No. So what happened was my battery died in Seasons, and it doesn't save. I can't keep my save files. I have to swap out the battery. I bought one on eBay. I bought a bunch of the small Game Boy Color batteries, but I need a soldering iron. And I need to buy just a basic soldering iron so I can actually swap it out. I've seen people use electrical tape, but I don't want to do that. I want to do it properly. Eventually, I'll get a soldering iron, and then I'll swap out the batteries, and then I'll be able to do it. But until then, I've only been able to complete Oracle of Ages. And it's a fun game. It's Zelda, and I'm glad I got a chance to play it. I would love to see it with today's Link's Awakening remake graphics.
And then the last one, I'll leave to you.
Foxy22 wanted to see Jet Set Radio Future with some sort of remake, remaster, or HD upgrade. Did you ever, you remember Jet Set Radio or Jet Set Future?
Yes, but I feel that they did an HD remaster on it.
Did they? I remember them porting it to other consoles. I played it on the Dreamcast back in the day, then Jet Set Radio Future, I think I played on the original Xbox.
I feel like I have it on Steam.
Yeah, I think they did some sort of Sega pack where you're able to replay the game on your computer. But I think it's the same exact game.
Yeah, I have it.
But dude, you're on rollerblades, you're skating around on railings, and you're doing graffiti. It's a fun game.
Guess what? I'm installing it now.
Yeah, he's installing it now. That's awesome.
But yeah, I feel like this is an HD. Maybe it's not an upgrade. Maybe I'm just imagining. But I feel like it was remastered at some point, like made so you could do HD on it. But maybe I'm wrong.
I remember it being the same game from last I recall, but
no, it is the same game, I'm guessing, because it's only an 800 megabyte game.
Yeah, that's definitely the original
game. So my guess would be it's still on the low. So yeah, I guess that would be a cool HD upgrade.
Heck yeah.
Because that was a fun game.
Or even just make another game in the series. Do something with it. That's what I loved about games back then, when they were just mindless and fun and goofy. And that game definitely was fun and goofy.
But I think what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break, and we're going to do this for the first time and give you a message from or for them. Yes, for them, for our sponsors. Be right back. All right. And as we come back, I got two middle fingers pointing at me. It was glorious.
One was for me, and one was for you.
Now put them together and touch them.
X-Force.
Anyway, so now that we're back.
Welcome back.
We're going to get onto our final topic of the podcast, if you will.
What games or franchises do you wish to make a return in some form?
Obviously, sorry, Ro, I know this is kind of samey to the second one, but it's not necessarily an HD upgrade, maybe a sequel. or, you know, continue the series, that kind of thing.
Do something with the franchise.
Do something. Soul Reaver. Please, Soul Reaver. Though that's not the only one. That's an obvious given. I would love... there's actually videos up there of a ditched Soul Reaver game that was trashed, unfortunately.
I saw that video. It was looked, like, what, like Black Sun or something like that?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I saw footage of that, and I was, like, drooling. It was awesome.
It was meant for PS4 and current-gen systems. But if we can't have that, I would love to see a return from Sega doing Shining Force. Not Shining Resonance, like, you know, a Shining Force game from, like, the old Genesis. Like Shining Force 1 and 2, do it as an SRPG, but current. Do it like Fire Emblem. Like, that was where it took emphasis from, was like Fire Emblem. Give me another Shining Force original, but update it to the new glorious 3D. That would
nice.
Be amazing.
Nice. Hey, Derp, I found it. It was called Legacy of Kain: Dead Son.
Dead Son. Okay, that.
There seems to be a lot of videos and people talking about it on YouTube, and there's also somebody that has 35 minutes of gameplay footage.
Yeah, I've watched that.
It's awesome. Yeah. If you guys want to know what we're talking about, just look up Legacy of Kain: Dead Son. Yeah. It's awesome. Did you have any more on your list?
Honestly, no. That was my two that came to mind because I grew up with the Genesis. I was a Genesis boy, not Super Nintendo. So I grew up on the other side of the train tracks as opposed to you.
That's why you like Shining Force 2.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Like, that was Shining Force 1 and Shining Force 2, both of them, but mainly Shining Force 2 because I like the soundtrack. The soundtrack was just really well done for an old 16-bit system.
Yeah, I remember you requested that as a song for Soundtrack Saturday when we did that segment about a year ago.
Yeah.
Available yep. on YouTube at ParadigmGaming101, youtube.com/ParadigmGaming101.
welcome to the Cogcast of Shameless Promotion, because welcome to our Cogcast.
Shameless
promotion. We're gonna shove everything we got down your throat.
Hey, if we're doing stuff, Giggity. We need to share stuff, right?
Pretty much.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Derp. The first thing on my list that I wanted to see make a return in some form, I really want them to do something with the Legacy of Kain series. That was the first thing I put down, so I completely agree with you. You said everything that there needs to be said about that game, so I'll move on to my next one. There's something from Capcom I really want them to return to, and that is the Onimusha series.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to go with Dino Crisis, but...
Oh my god, there's another series I want them to go back and revisit, and that is the Dino Crisis series. Capcom has been doing some fun things lately. I think they've been testing the waters on franchises. When they released Devil May Cry 5, they wanted to see if people liked it. They did, including this guy. It was one of the greatest games I've played in a long time, and that was old school original Devil May Cry that I loved from part one. And
nice.
I hope that makes them do more. But they also re-released the first Onimusha game in HD on Steam, and I believe PS4.
Speaking of HD upgrades.
Yes, and I haven't checked it out, but I was hoping that if they're going to do one, maybe they'll do two and three, and if they make enough money, they'll do a new game. I don't know. But yeah, Onimusha was one of those things where it was like Resident Evil, but with, you know, demons.
More action combat. Yeah, more action combat.
Action combat, feudal Japan, demons from the netherworld, and then for some reason they went to Paris, France, with Jean Reno, the actor, and that was beautiful. That was actually a great game. I streamed all three of those games last year, and we had a blast.
I forgot that you did all three of them.
I did. I haven't done four, but I own four now, so that's... I'm thinking
Isn't
when I do my...
Dawn of Dreams?
Yeah, yes, it was Onimusha Dawn of Dreams. So what I'm thinking is, for the summer, on a side note, instead of Summer of Sploosh with the water graphic games that I played last year, I'll do Summer of Sequels. I want to revisit Onimusha 4 and actually play it.
And coming in 2021, Summer of Douche.
Is that the games that you play that are crap?
You're just washing it out of your system, buddy.
That's me playing the Silent Hill collection. Which I refuse to do. I've already done that once. I don't want to relive that again.
Next Extra Life. He puts up a stretch goal for playing Silent Hill HD Collection with the changed voices.
Oh, God. That's horrible. It's horrible.
That'd be beautiful. What are you looking for?
I don't know. I'm looking at my game collection. I was looking at games. I have Silent Hill HD collection on the Xbox 360. I have one more that I want to see them do some sort of return to form in a franchise, but this is kind of a pipe dream that I don't see ever happening.
What is that?
But I would like to see them do something with the Silent Hill series.
Do we cue crickets on that?
Yeah, we should cue crickets on that. We seriously, yeah. Konami's not going to do it. The Silent Hill HD collection was garbage.
No, Blue, you have it all wrong. They will most definitely do it in the form of the most beloved game ever.
Fuck Pachinko Machines. I swear to God, you were going to say Pachinko Machines, and I'm beating you to it because it's bullshit. Fuck Konami. Give me my Silent Hill game that I wanted. You canceled PT. It's not fair. It was one of the greatest, scariest games I ever played. You did wrong with Kojima. It's not his fault. Oh, my God. You're opening wounds.
But Blue, they could put a dry ice machine in there and do fog properly, unlike the HD collection.
Well, as long as it's better than the HD collection, then at least it's a start. But I have no interest in Pachinko machines, so I'm good.
That makes me happy.
Like I said, this is a pipe dream. It's never going to happen, but I would love to see a new Silent Hill game. That's all I got. That's all I put on that list for now.
That was funny. That was funny. Okay, so we got our comments from the people who put in what they want to see come back. Foxy definitely came back with Jet Set Radio again. So Foxy wanted the same thing to come back as she wanted HD upgrades, which honestly, we're all for.
Do something with the franchise. Jet Set Radio is the future.
There you go. There's the slogan. We are the future. And then we have next our shady one.
Zero. Zero wins. He said Onimusha.
And you already said that yourself, so we're apparently in agreement with him on that as well.
Absolutely. Good choice, Zero.
And
good choice.
They could do the new Sekiro game. Onimusha, the new Sekiro.
Hey, I'm down for that.
There you go.
Just bring Sam Inosuke back, and then just give him the Sekiro fighting style and make it gorgeous, and I'll be happy.
That would actually be kind of awesome.
I know, wouldn't it? I mean, if they could do Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order in the vein of Dark Souls, why can't they do that with Onimusha? They already did it with Sekiro. You just got to bring some character back. Dude, why don't you combine both franchises? I don't know.
Now, speaking on that, I'm still waiting for a full gameplay and trailer of The Elden Ring.
Why does that sound familiar?
It is the writer of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And Dark Souls from Software.
Oh, okay.
It's their new game in collaboration.
That's right. What's his
name? Why do I not remember his name? What is the Game of Thrones dude's name? Now everyone who watches Game of Thrones is going to be angry. Like, you don't like Game of Thrones. Well, I've never watched Game of Thrones. So
George R.R. Martin?
Yeah, that guy.
George R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R. Martin?
George R. Martin. Dude looks like a pirate anyways. Looks like Smee let himself go.
Well, whatever he writes is gold, so why not? Dabble with video games. Give me something good. I'm all for it.
Yeah, but, you know, gold isn't worth as much as it used to be, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just triggered so many people.
Well, right now, toilet paper is worth more than gold. you know that, I'm right. You know I'm right.
That was actually, I got nothing. The only thing worth more is hand sanitizer.
There you go. It's worth silver. Oh, man.
Anyways.
I digress.
So next on the list, we got 8-Bit Warrior, good old 8-Bit. He is an anime lover, much like myself, and he loves his anime waifus. He put in for Iki Tosen, which I'm not super familiar with myself, because I've never watched it. I know the name, I've just never looked into it. But it's a bunch of battling chicks, basically. A bunch of chicks that fight each other.
All right.
Like Pokemon with women.
I'm a fan. I like this this plan.
I'm not too familiar with it, but he says he wants that to have a game or come back. And I didn't know it had a game, but apparently it does. So, the other one is Senran Kagura, which they're not continuing the series in the way that most people would. They're making a lot of side story type games, like the Bon Appetit and what was the other one?
Bon Appetit.
Peach Beach Splash.
Oh, is that when they're in their underwear with the Super Soakers?
Yeah, Peach Beach Splash. Yeah, and then the pinball one that just recently came out, Peach Ball.
Oh, nice.
So they haven't really continued the actual series of Senran Kagura. It's been all these little side things, which might be canon, but I've never looked into it. But yeah, so they haven't really fully brought back an actual Senran Kagura game in quite a while. It's been a few years, I think.
I guess it's time to bring it back.
They've done an HD upgrade, I think, on the first one, and that came back. Burst Renewal, I think, is the name of it. And they did that. That's on Steam. But, yeah, that's about it. Like, they haven't done much with it lately as far as the main story goes.
Awesome.
That's all I got.
That's okay. No, that's some good insight. Thank you for sharing.
Next on the list.
To Kellen, a.k.a. Kelkel. Kelkel said, "Only by Bungie," and wants them to do something with the franchise. Bring it back. Do a remaster. Do a continuation. Dude. Do something.
I don't do it. That game was awesome. I'm all for it.
I'm gonna have to revisit it. I haven't. I don't have a memory of that game. I just remember the cover.
Yeah. No, the game was fun. I remember it. And then, last but not least, the King of Nat, and as many people also want to see, is the Chrono series. We want the final part of the trilogy. We really do.
Was it supposed to be a trilogy?
Supposed to be. Yes.
Oh wow.
Chrono Trigger, then Chrono Cross, which has the characters from Chrono Cross or Chrono Trigger in it at some point. And then, there was supposed to be a third one, but they never got around to it. And I honestly doubt it will ever happen, but it would be awesome if it did.
I really liked Chrono Cross a lot. One of my favorite game soundtracks of all time.
Yeah, it's got a great soundtrack.
Hey, I've never played Chrono Trigger, and I know that triggers a lot of people when I say that. That being said, I did find it on the Nintendo DS, and according to the gaming community, that is the definitive way to play it. And
outstanding.
I maybe might have to stream it.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
You know Nat will be there 24/7 if you're streaming it. He'll find a way, even if he's not at the house. He'll be like, "I'm watching you, boy."
Dude, right after I bought it, I actually tagged him in Discord to show him that I bought it, and he got excited. So, yeah, the Chrono series is amazing.
It is hands down his favorite game, and I know that for a fact.
For everybody who contributed and participated in all of these topics, thank you very much for sharing some of the games that you are passionate about and that you love. This has been really, really, really cool to talk about.
And always expect the topics to go up on Thursday in the Discord. There will be new channels, the cleaned up channels, and they'll have the new topics posted at the top. Just answer with... just answer the question that's up there, or the topic, and how you feel, and you may be on here, which we went through everyone today, so never know. We may go through everyone every time. It just depends on how many things there are and if it's a pertinent thing to say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, thank you. You guys were awesome. Thank you very much.
That would bring us to the end of said podcast.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts on everything?
Honestly, when you said, hey, I have these ideas for topics, what do you think? I immediately started typing up all of my thoughts and ideas. So thank you for this top. Thank you for just coming up with these ideas. It was really engaging and really insightful. And I didn't realize how passionate I would be with my answers until I started this recording with you. Like, I remember typing up and doing research to back up a lot of the stuff that I was talking about, especially for the Silent Hill HD collection, but it brought up a lot of bad memories, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't come off too strong, but it happened.
Yeah, I know. I kind of triggered it there.
Yeah, I know you did. You know what? It's okay. I had a lot of fun. So my final thoughts, this was great, and for our second episode, I've been looking forward to this all week, and
it's a lot of fun, and we went like an extra 30 minutes on top, and we knew this was going to be a long one.
Yeah.
Giggity.
Yeah, absolutely. In more ways than one.
In more ways than one.
But yeah, I'm just going to continue to play more games, have fun, post more videos on YouTube and our website. I really hope that you guys enjoy the content that that we're putting out there, and would also love your guys' feedback on some of the stuff that we're posting. But yeah, other than that, I'm having a blast, and I'm just going to keep plugging away, though. That's my final thoughts. How about you?
Honestly, the thing that triggered this was the whole Resident Evil 3 remake, and I'm like, you know what? That'd be a good topic. Maybe I can come up with a few topics that would pertain to this, and lo and behold, we got three topics. You actually came up with the third one, I think. I only came up with two of them. You put in the third topic.
Honestly, I think you came up with all three of them.
Did I?
You did. I agreed whatever. With every one of them. I said, dude, these are great. Let's do it.
Okay.
So thank you. Okay. Good job. Thumbs up.
I accept this. I'm trying to come up with the word. Now my brain shat itself again.
Just say you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
But you guys have a fantastic one. And as always, we will be here at the drop
of a paradigm.
See you guys next time.